It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
All right, Bob, it's official. The quarter poll has been passed. Six games into their season, let's take a little stock of these Steelers. It's interesting because they could be headed very shortly for a profound change at the most important position of all, right?
It's a possibility. I don't think it's going to happen now, but I think it is a possibility. Certainly one that Mike Tomlin will consider down the road.
Percent chance that Tomlin goes to Russell Wilson for the Jets game, in your opinion.
You mean to start?
Yep. Give me a number.
I would say 20%.
Chris?
40.
51. I think he's making that move.
You think he's going to make that move?
Yeah, I do. I think he wants to see what he has in Russell Wilson. I think he loves Russell Wilson. I remember when Seattle came here all those years ago, we were raving about him. And I think Wilson actually had a bounce back year last year. And I think Tomlin wants to see this offense with him. Although the offense is coming off a 30-point game. When was their last 30-point game, Bob?
Oh, it goes back to 2020, I think, right?
Yes, it was in the 2020 season. I believe, was it against the Colts that year?
I don't recall who it was against, but it's been a long time.
I think it was that late-season game against the Colts when, no, they only had 28. Their last 30-point game was against the Bengals.
2020?
Yeah, 36-10. They did have 30 in the playoffs that year, but regular season, I believe that was the last one because they never had one under Canada, right?
No, not one.
Do you know who caught the Steelers' touchdown passes that day, Bob?
In 2020?
Yes. Wrong. Deontay Johnson, Juju, and there were two by who? Limits? Wrong. Chase Claypool.
That's right, the Chase thing. You would not imagine it was that guy. So I was trying to think of every other alternative not named Claypool.
They beat the hell out of Joe Burrow that day. Ben had, 27 of 46 for 333 and four touchdowns, Bob. Those were the days.
Those were the days, my friend.
And they were about to end.
You thought they'd never end.
Well, they did end, yes. TJ had two sacks. Bobby Spillane had a sack. Bud Dupree had a sack. Remember him, Bob?
Yes.
Joe Hayden had three passes
this year. Who
defense.
What play did he make? Was it against Dallas? He was with Dallas now? Where is he? He made a play against the Steelers recently.
Who?
Bud Dupree.
Oh, I forget where he is now. Yeah, he was just against the Steelers. Atlanta? Where is he?
I thought it was the Chargers.
Chargers. That's
right.
Where it was, yeah.
Not doing a whole lot, but he did make an interception that day. Remember the ball popped in the air, Bob?
Oh, yeah. It was a big play.
He did have two sacks against Kansas City, so it's not like he's doing nothing. So your thought, what happened? Who are you? What's going on here?
It's like a very important phone call.
This is incredulent, what's happened here. We opened the show with Bob taking a private plane out in L.A. Remember that?
I can't imagine how great that would have been.
Oh.
Fly over Malibu in a private plane.
Yes. What a treat that must have been for everyone involved.
Man, I do like visiting out there. I've been out there twice. Really fun.
Did you play wiffle ball out there?
I did not. I went to the Steeler game against the Rams last year.
Yeah.
And I went to the Rose Bowl a couple of years ago as well.
That's a bucket list item for me. You've been to the Rose Bowl, Bob?
That was a very important call
I
had to take.
It's okay. I completely understand.
It was a distress call I had to take.
None of my business. I hope everything's okay. Is it?
Yeah, I hope so. That's all. Let's go.
Have you been to the Rose Bowl, Bob?
Yes. The thing I hated about the Rose Bowl, down on the field, I was there for Penn State, Oregon, when they played that game back when Kajana Carter was there.
Yes.
And we had if you're on the sidelines, you have to kneel the whole game. You can't stand up because the seats are so low that the people who pay can't see over you if you do.
You've been to the Big House?
Yes.
That's another bucket list for me.
Yeah, there's some great places to go watch college football.
You've been to the Big House?
I have not yet.
Why don't we take a road trip there?
I think we should.
Now Michigan sucks.
The next time Penn State plays there, I'll go.
All right. Let's do a little quarter report, gentlemen. We're 6 games in to this Steelers season. They're 4-2. There's good news on various fronts here. I think they have a great chance to be 6-2, which for me was the bare minimum that they could go into the break at 6-2. Because that second half schedule, even though the Browns stink, is brutal. It's absolutely brutal. They have to pocket every win they can get, Bob. And I think this Jets game is a giant game for future playoff considerations.
There's no question it is. Both of these games have to be won.
Yeah.
And build up that little insulation that gives you chances when this schedule gets really difficult.
The Commanders game is harder than we would have thought before the season. The Browns game should be easier than what we thought before the season. Oh my God, do they stink, Bob. Then you've got the Ravens twice, Eagles on the road, Kansas City at home, and Cincy to finish the season, plus a game at Cincy. It's a brutal late season schedule. There's no way around that. So every win that they pocket is critical. I think 4-2 is pretty good right now. Pretty good. If I would have projected ahead, I would have said that's what you need to be, even though 4 of those games were on the road. So simply the bottom line here, are you happy with 4-2? I am.
Yes. Given everything that's happened, all the injuries, the quarterback situation, yes, I'm happy with 4-2. And any Steeler fan should be as well, regardless of how they got it. You can make cases all day long about every game. You know, they caught Kirk Cousins at a very good time, first game of the year. Bo Nix, they caught him at a good time. He's getting better. Whatever the case may be,
yeah,
they won.
All right, then let's do some categories here. Is it obvious that the team MVP is TJ Watt? Is there any other choice?
No other choice.
Chris? Obvious choice?
Obvious choice.
All right, then how about we ask this? Who's the team MVP other than TJ Watt? Bob, I'll have you go first. That's a toughie, ain't it?
So I'm going to say Justin Fields, only because I don't know what people thought of him coming into the season. Most people thought he was the backup and he wouldn't play as much. But I think given his ability with those legs and what he's done in some of these games, that I'd have to go with him second.
I agree. And that is not, you know, an unqualified endorsement of everything that Justin Fields has done. But I thought they handed him the ball against the Chargers. They passed more than they ran that day, and he helped win them a game. He was spectacular in the second half against Indy, and I think they might lose yesterday's game with Russell Wilson. I think that Fields was under siege and we didn't even notice it. Some of his best plays were just subtly getting away from pressure and not getting sacked. He was behind the sticks a lot because of his offensive line. I thought he helped them win yesterday, even though he almost had a couple of really damaging mistakes and luckily escaped both. The interception at the end of the first half, the lateral to Warren in the second half. So he has accounted for 10 touchdowns.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot to like
about it. That's more than Kenny Pickett accounted for all last year. Mm. With apologies to the Kenny Pickett fans who are on me on Twitter for that, he's better already than Pickett ever was in a Steeler uniform.
I agree. And that's why he is the second best choice for MVP.
Who's the LVP, the least valuable player so far? Limits, we'll let you go first here. It's a toughie, ain't it? By the way, the other choice for MVP is Chris Boswell.
Yes. He won the Atlanta game by himself.
Well, he's outscored the entire Steeler team. Nobody
Maybe
else has
he
more
is
points.
The second choice for MVP behind
yeah,
TJ.
Yeah, but I mean, that's a specialized thing. I get it. His importance is often taken for granted because it's always there. It's reliable.
But, I mean, he's cranking out. He won the Falcons game. He's cranking out 50-plus yarders all the time, Bob.
I know that, but I'm looking at someone who plays every single down.
Who's the LVP?
Can I say injuries?
No.
Not one specific player? No?
I mean, you
could. The blocking sled? Can we count the blocking sled as the LVP?
The least valuable player or the least valuable person. if you want to pick somebody, a coach or a front office person. I'll let you think about that, Limits. Who's your least valuable person so far, Bob?
I would have to say George Pickens. I expected big things from him, and it's not happened. Now, that's a combination of passing game, other things that go on. I want to see more of George Pickens, and I think everyone should want to see more of George Pickens, including George Pickens, so he would be mine.
That's a tough one for me because he still made seven big plays this year of 20. Is it 20 yards or longer? Is that how they define that? Big plays, yeah. 20.
Then you can say the group of wide receivers other than George Pickens.
No, whatever it's least the case. Valuable player, least valuable person. Why can't we pick one
person? All right,
person?
Well, then if it's lack of production, I'll go Van Jefferson based on what they expected from him.
Okay, I'll go Patrick Queen, even though I thought he played well yesterday.
He got better. He's getting better as the year goes on, I think.
I think you can't discredit Broderick Jones as the LVP at this point
either.
You
know what? I changed my vote. I changed my vote. It's Broderick Jones. He's been bad, Bob.
Yeah, again, another guy you expect a lot from.
Would you agree with that?
Yes, but I mean, all those wide receivers, that's frustrating to see. They're on the roster, nobody's contributing much.
Biggest surprise. It could be anything, Bob. By the way, before we go any further, I meant to do this earlier. I loved the fact that Tomlin opened his news conference post-game yesterday, unsolicited, praising Steeler Nation for what they did again. It's one of the greatest spectacles in all of sports. Imagine what other people think when they tune in to a Steeler game or even see a highlight of a Steeler game. And it literally looks like a home game with all, it's like terrible towel Mardi Gras Limits. It's incredible.
The
Bob.
Raiders are doing the silent count in their own stadium.
It's one of the biggest spectacles in American sports is
that's
Steeler Nation.
That's the second time that's happened. It happened in Atlanta too.
Just love it. All right, the biggest surprise so far of anything that's happened for me, it's that Russell Wilson hasn't taken a snap. You?
Yes, I would agree with that, but except, I'll go a different way. I'll say Dante Jackson, three interceptions, on pace for over 10.
I love that answer, and I commend you for it. But if you would have told me before the season that a medically cleared Russell Wilson, 3 weeks medically cleared to play, wouldn't take a snap, I'd be shocked.
Yeah, I'm surprised that Omar Khan is not traded for a wide receiver, but Russell Wilson not playing at all is definitely number one.
Biggest disappointment so far, for me, it's the O-line injuries and the fact that George Pickens is at it again with the pouting, all that crap.
I would say O-line also. I mean, to me, that's the one thing that, you know, last year they went through the entire season with no injuries, and now all of a sudden there's a makeshift guy every week, it seems like, and guys are playing out of position, so it'd have to be that.
Yeah, I'd say O-line. Three guys are out for the year. It's not good.
Best moment of the year through a quarter of the season, Bob? Mine is the Najee run from yesterday. That might be it.
I'm trying to think of anything else that happened.
You had the Calvin Austin TD. You've had some big defensive stops. Whatever you like.
Okay, I'm going to say one that, and again, this is incomplete because it did not turn out to be. But if Landon Roberts jars that ball loose last week,
yes,
and they recover it, we're talking about that play in a big win. That play would be right up there with anything any defensive player has done in a key moment of a key game.
I agree.
Given it was the last play.
That might have been the best play of the year, regardless of whether the team won or lost.
That was the penalty that Broderick Jones, the callback, the Justin Fields rolling out 40-yard bomb to George Pickens down the field early in the season is another one that comes to mind.
We're talking about the best moment. The best moment.
I know. That was one of the best moments that opened my eyes and said, wow, Justin Fields might be able to do this.
Yeah, yeah. I hear you on that one. The worst moment of the year, Bob. I think it was the Dak Prescott touchdown on fourth down.
I mean, I didn't like the way they defended that. I thought they should have gone after him. I don't like giving a guy who is pretty good at, you know, if you allow him to stand back there and wait for somebody to get open, he's going to put the ball in the money, and he did in that play to Tolbert. What was the question again? It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod. That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
The worst moment of the year.
The worst moment of the year. I'm trying to think of the Indy game.
I mean,
I would say the first two drives of the Indianapolis game.
That's not a moment.
I know. Moments.
You just can't admit it was the Dak play, can you?
But the Dak play was a good play by him. He was allowed to do it, and they did
it. I know, but if you're rooting for the Steelers, the game comes down to one play, and you lose to the Cowboys on a fourth down play. I'm not going to try and change your mind, Bob.
I needed to look back at some of the other games. I can't remember all the specifics about the games now. So
limits?
You could pick six different plays in that final drive against the Indianapolis Colts, but how about Justin Fields running 20 yards backwards and fumbling at midfield?
That's a good pick, Bob, for the worst moment of the year. I forgot about that play.
That was a crazy play.
Wonderful
and that's
pick
one of those
by you, Chris.
Where he recovered that fumble, and if he doesn't, that's a whole different story.
One of my cousins is named Chris.
Is he?
Yeah.
So when we look at the AFC, Bob, and limits, do we still consider the Steelers to be a playoff team? And would you adjust your preseason record at all?
No, I'm not adjusting anything.
What'd you have them at?
10-7.
Mm-hmm.
And I still think that's probably in the range they're going to end up with. As far as the AFC, to me, there are three elite teams that I look at here. And I'm going to put Kansas City, obviously, in it, even though I think Kansas City has done more with their defense than offense. I think if you look at the offense, it's going to get better. It has to, but it's only like mid-range, 14th, I think, in the NFL in points, but their defense has been off the charts good. So they're definitely one of them. And then I say the Texans, my team, to go to the Super Bowl, are right there with them. I think the Texans can knock them off in a game late in January, and I think the Baltimore Ravens are also my team that I would include in there in terms of are they elite? I say yes. They have too many things on offense that could win games in different ways. Those are my elite teams. The Steelers are right on the edge here with these other teams, and I would include, who would you include there?
Like I said earlier, I think there's not only nine teams that are playoff capable in the AFC.
All right, you're going to have
Bills, Jets.
Okay. Chargers.
Well,
yes.
Bills, Jets, and then three of four in the AFC North. I still think Cincinnati is playoff capable.
Well,
2-4.
2-4. They better not lose another game here soon. You're digging a hole that you may not get out of.
Houston and Indy. Kansas City and the Chargers.
You're going to put Indy in that group.
I mean, they're 3-3. They're a pretty good team. They beat the Steelers.
You
don't think they're playoff capable?
I don't know. I don't.
If you want to cut it down by
Joe
one,
Flacco, I would have to give. I give him a lot of respect for what he's doing. But is he going to be the guy carrying this team, or is it going to go back to Richardson, who was healthy yesterday and did not play?
Well, good question. But I think they're capable of going like 9-8. I haven't seen an AFC with as many teams that I this early. I think have no chance. Miami, New England, Cleveland, Tennessee, Jacksonville, Denver, and the Raiders.
Yeah, there's a lot of them already have dropped out.
So you're saying there might only be eight? I just think the Steelers would have to really, really fall apart not to make the playoffs. They're going to be one of those seven out of eight or nine.
I'd like to see them win a division and bypass this, playing a wild card game at Buffalo or at Kansas City right off the bat.
I know, but the Ravens look really, really good, Bob. Now, injuries are obviously a factor the rest of the year, but this offense right now, this offense that has scored 28, 35, 41, and 30 the last 4 weeks, that Mark Andrews is an afterthought right now.
And he finally got a touchdown yesterday after
I know.
Likely has been getting most of the attention there, but
Likely's become a player. Zay Flowers.
They got a lot of weapons, and they also have, Justin Tucker, who hasn't been as good as you would expect him to be from long range, but he's still clutch when he has to be.
They are the team to beat in the AFC North, and I agree with you that there are three teams above the rest in the AFC, and that's obviously the Chiefs, the Texans, and the Ravens. Would you agree with that, Chris?
Yeah, I'd say so. I had the Steelers 10-7. I'm sticking there. Final wild card, staying with that. Also think Cincinnati's fine. I think the Chargers have a run in them and that they could make some noise. I'm with Bob. Don't think the Colts are really that good. Like Anthony Richardson, they're better with Flacco, but that's not saying much.
Well, I didn't say they were really good. You guys don't think the Colts will be right around 8-8, 9 going into the final game, 7-8, 8-8, 8-7, 9-8, 8-9? I mean, I think they're good enough to do that. and that gets you in the playoffs maybe.
Yeah, I think that's what, you know, again, though, you're in a position you don't want to be in. You'd rather win the division and not have to deal with that right off the bat.
Do you know who the Steelers would play right now, Bob, if they were?
Probably Kansas City or Buffalo.
Well, how does it work again? There's one seed who gets the bye right anymore. So it would be Texans, Ravens. Ooh, guess who they would play, Bob? A rematch against the Bills in Pittsburgh. How about them apples?
Yeah, well,
that would be a game they could win because the Bills stink.
But also it's a game that Josh Allen, but you know,
I know,
can tear teams apart. I just want to stay away from, if it's in Pittsburgh, you would think that would help them, but track record over the last several games in Pittsburgh in the playoffs have not been very good either.
I think the Steelers are going to have a home playoff game this year. I think they're going to be the four seed in the AFC. I think the Chargers are good, but they beat them, so they have a tiebreaker. This Jets game is monumental. Like, where do the Jets go from here? They going to take off because of this coaching change or fall apart because maybe Rodgers is old? You know what I mean?
Well, he looked old last week, and I don't know what the dynamic is in the locker room and behind the scenes there, but if they win this game tonight, all of a sudden they jump a little higher. But I don't think they will win this game. I think there's too much consternation there. I think the Bills are going to win, and then the Jets will come in here, and the Steelers have a chance to put them among the group of teams you said that could be out before you get to the halfway point.
I don't think this AFC is very good this year, Bob.
No, the NFC, I think, is much deeper. So it's a good opportunity to be in this thing and change the direction if things have gone in the postseason.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.